Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We're back with more Eternal Torment. You guys actually did watch it, I checked it, so I'm bringing you some more. I was so close, my plan was perfect. And it's all your fault. Geg swung his thick arm around and punched the slave in the face. There was no good reason for it. He was simply venting steam, but it wasn't enough. He punched the wall and stumped his feet. He had gone completely out of control. Finally, I had it. I almost had it. I was so close to rising in class. Ah! The slave held her cheek and hid in a corner of the room. When Geg was angry, it was best to hide out of sight. It didn't matter what had made him angry. Hiding as best she could in a corner was the only thing she could do to avoid his wrath. But this time...
You bitch! You didn't fucking dance properly!
Geg, blaming her for his loss of social mobility, began to abuse her. He threw her down on the floor, bent over, and began to strangle her. Ouch.
This is your fault! You useless piece of shit!
The slave felt him lift her up. Then he threw her against the wall. When her head hit the wall, she lost consciousness for a moment.
No mercy! Not today!
She couldn't move. Geg had extended his tentacles and grabbed her. They wound around her wrists, her ankles, and around her waist. He easily lifted her from the ground.
Wait, this wasn't my fault. Don't talk back to me!
Geg's eyes glinted with rage. He had stopped thinking clearly a while ago.
No, please, mercy! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Geg made her recoil with his yell, and his tentacles tightened their grip. He raped her every now and then, but this time his demeanor was different.
How dare you! I found and saved you, you ungrateful shit!
Geg's tentacles bit so deeply into the slave's skin that she thought they would split her bones. Her master was being more violent than ever, and she was afraid he'd end up killing her.
I let you live here as my slave. I saved you from a much, much worse life. And yet you useless.
One of the tentacles had begun to tighten itself around her neck. Her face felt hot. She could hardly breathe. Tears welled up in the corners of her eyes. But she couldn't escape while she was suspended in the air. Her limbs tinged with pain.
I should kill you now. I can find a different slave any day.
Despite his claims, the pressure on her throat began to disappear. She could breathe again. She coughed and gasped.
And you? This is how you return my favor?
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
One of Geg's fat tentacles slapped her abdomen hard. The sudden shock made her croak.
It's your fault. It's all gone. My immortality. My eternal life.
He punched her in the stomach again and again. She was defenseless. The slave was suffering as she cried out in pain, but Geg's rage did not subside. He simply tightened the grip of his tentacles again and brought forth more torment.
There'll be no mercy, not today. Today you'll be punished!
It hurts! The tentacles were wringing her breasts. Their grip around them was so tight it was as though they were trying to squeeze out milk from them. She hated it, but her nipples still became hard. The slimy surface of the tentacles were caressing her cheeks. It was disgusting. Her body convulsed in protest and she let out a little scream.
I'll make you regret disobeying me!
I didn't disobey you.
Shut up!
A tentacle punched her in the stomach again. Keg had always been a violent master, but today he was especially so.
You still dare to talk back to me?
I'm so sorry.
I'll have to teach you just how bad the mistakes you made were.
No! Countless thin tentacles began to extend from Keg's body and made their way to the slave's nether regions and began to spread open her anus and sex. They wriggled their way inside her vagina and in her rectum, making her flesh bulge visibly.
No, please! You still don't understand that you can't refuse me. Please, anything, anything but this!
He punched her in the stomach as she pleaded for mercy. There was no restraint in that punch. Angering him always led to pain.
Your ass and your cunt are as dirty as ever.
No, don't look.
What's this fat thing you've got here?
Keg used one of his narrowest tentacles to expose her clitoris. It was swollen and rich with blood. That just made Keg even angrier.
You bitch, how dare you enjoy this?
It hurts.
What kind of miserable bitch would enjoy her punishment?
It hurts, it hurts. The tentacle was thin enough to wind around the slave's clitoris and strangle it. The slave trembled in pain with so much pressure being put on a part of her that was so sensitive.
Should I rip out your clitoris here and now, or should I stuff kitchen waste down your ass and cut?
Kitchen waste?
And at the end, I'll tear you into fucking pieces.
I'm so sorry, I'm sorry. The slave knew from having served Keg that he wasn't really intending to do it. Still, she worried that he might anyway in a fit of rage and her body froze in terror.
I'll make you suffer, just you see.
An especially large tentacle began to emerge from Keg's body. It was about as thick as a human arm and slowly snaked its way towards the slave's vagina.
No, it won't fit. I don't give a shit. We can find out whether it fits or not together.
Stop! No, stop! Please stop! Keg ignored her screams and pushed the fat tentacle deeper inside her. The slave's eyes snapped open when a sound rang out like something had torn within her. In her ears, she could hear her bones creaking and felt a powerful urge to vomit.
You're ripping me apart! It's your fault! It's your fault! It's your fault!
The slave screamed as her lower body bulged under the pressure. She started to cry. The pain was so intense she was afraid her skin would tear.
More! Deeper! I'm gonna tear up your womb!
Stop!
More!
Keg's fat tentacle hurt so much that she thought her womb was really tearing. Keg had put tentacles like it into her before, but he rarely tried, afraid he would cause lasting injury.
Stop!
Forgive me! The slave's cries were shrill. She squirmed, trying to free herself from the pain, and started to cry. But Keg didn't allow it. He began to move his tentacle back and forth inside her.
My immortality, my eternal life, it's all gone because of you!
I'm sorry, please stop! Pain and fear consumed the slave. Her thinking was becoming more and more muddled. She was almost convinced she really had made a mistake.
Suffer! Suffer until you wish for death! This is your punishment! Suffer here and here! And here and here and here!
A different tentacle entered the slave's anus. The tentacle wasn't as thick as the one in her vagina, but the pressure inside her was still intense. It rubbed painfully against the walls of her rectum. She threw her head back.
You've got such a pitiful voice. Everything about you is exactly like a slave. That's exactly why I fed you all this time.
Keg's features twisted, not simply with rage, but with a deep disappointment.
No mercy, not today.
The tentacles in her vagina and her anus were moving at different speeds. The slave could only cry as her organs were shifted around.
Why?
Why do I... I don't deserve this. I did the best I could. I danced so well.
Because the king's a dick. The king's a dick, lady. He's a dick.
Maybe I didn't practice enough. Maybe I had to be better to dance for the king. Even as the slave lamented what had happened, Geg assaulted her with his tentacles. It was almost as though he was trying to widen her orifices as he pounded into her.
More! It's not enough! This isn't enough to quell my rage!
What? Another tentacle was emerging from his body. This tentacle also edged closer to her anus. It was clear what was going to happen in but a moment. No way! No, it won't fit! It won't stop!
Like I give a fuck! I have to do this!
But... the tentacle moved its head towards a tiny crack and began to worm itself inside, which of course spread out the slave's anus and greatly increased her pain. It hurts! It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts so much, so much! The slave screamed and cried tearfully. The pain was so intense she was convinced her skin would finally tear. If only you could kill her now and quickly, she thought. The pain was too much.
I'm gonna rape every inch of you. Today you'll really wish you were dead. Deeper, deeper. I'm coming in.
The slave's body trembled and convulsed. She gagged about to vomit up the contents of her stomach. The tentacles slid in and out of her rectum, putting an intense pressure on her lower spine.
Suffer! Suffer more! Suffer and regret what you've done!
Sorry, I'm so sorry! Sorry, please!
Shut up! I don't give a shit what you've gotta say!
Whether she regretted what had happened or not, Geg did not really care. Or more correctly, he would probably keep torturing her even if he knew her remorse was genuine. He only wanted to blow off steam. He truly did not care whether she had any remorse or not.
Curse you!
Yet another tentacle made its way towards the slave's anus. Unable to immediately find an opening, it squirmed around on the edges. No way! No, no! Despair washed over the slave's mind. It was so much worse than what she had feared. She couldn't stop trembling. More and more, she was afraid that this time, she really would die. Terror grew within her. Spare me! Spare me!
Spare you? You think you have the right to demand I do that? Repent! Repent for what you've done to me!
The slave was screaming and shaking in pain. Her anus felt burning hot and was in so much pain she thought the skin might have torn already.
How does it feel to be raped so hard your body will warp? It's been a long time since you took it this hard, eh?
Geg was finally beginning to smile. The screams of the slave were beginning to lift his mood. But he wasn't going to stop just yet. In fact, his sadism had barely been peaked. His mind was considering other ways to torment her.
I'm going to mess you up inside. Hope you'll like it.
She felt like all her innards were being violated. Her mind grew distant. Her pelvis shifted under the movement of the tentacles as though snakes were squirming inside of her. She was so afraid, so in pain, she hoped it would end soon. Inside she screamed, but nobody was there to listen to her prayers. Geg's tentacles went in and out of her orifice like autonomous beings bent on violating her.
All you are is a bunch of holes. That's all you're good for. Cry, cry more. That's all your mouth can offer other than eating shit.
She felt nothing but the purity of her pain. Drool began to run down from her mouth. She was depressed that even after all this, she might well end up living.
Just kill me. Kill me. I can't live on after this, and it won't be the last time.
I'd rather...
What's that? You're not reacting anymore. Is this not enough? Is this not enough? Well, I'll just have to slam them home, huh?
More and more tentacles pressed their way into whatever crack they could find. The slave howled like a tortured beast. There truly was no room left. Every square inch of her was filled with violently wriggling tentacles. A lot of tentacles going on, folks.
Just die if that's what you want. No, don't. You're not allowed to die. Death is too light of a punishment for ruining my chances at immortality.
The tentacles moved rapidly inside her. They swiveled like digging instruments, casting waves through her body. They were reaching their limit as well and began to tremble.
I'm not going to stop. I'll have my immortality. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. If the king likes me, I won't have to die. I will. Yeah.
The tentacles inside her vagina and her anus discharged a thick white goo. An odd rumbling accompanied the goo, filling the slave's body. Her body wasn't meant to contain so much of it, and her stomach bulged under the volume. It almost looked like she were pregnant. It was impossible to see the tentacles under her skin anymore. Some of the goo came spurting out of her orifices, excuse me guys, but most of it remained trapped inside.
God, you look horrible. Perfect and invisible slave you are. But it's not enough. No rest for you yet.
The tentacles didn't stop despite the amount of goo they had disgorged. They began to pound her again, stirring the goo they had shot into her. My stomach, it's ripping apart. No, please, let me go, please.
Suffer! 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 Suffer!
All the tentacles began to rotate like drills. The slave could feel them spinning inside her. Her head began to spin as well, and she could no longer focus her vision.
I'm so sorry! I'm so sorry! I'm so sorry! I'm so sorry!
Nah!
Geg released his goo into the slave again. Not all of it could fit inside her, so it gushed out, forming white puddles on the floor.
Not yet. You're not done yet. More. More is coming. Regret. Suffer and regret. You cost me my immortality.
Geg's tentacles moved again. Never before had it taken so long for his rage to dissipate. How long was this abuse going to continue? Was she going to die eventually after all? Her mind was fading, so death was a very real fear for her.
Not enough. I haven't seen enough. My immortality. I will have it.
For that, you will have to work
and fix your mistake.
The violent movements of the tentacles inside her made it feel as though even the positions of her organs were changing. The white goo he had shot inside her was spurting out in large loaves, staining her thighs and feet. The slave's pain and fear were without parallel. They consumed her entire soul.
Ah! 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 Ah!
She was too weak to even scream at the end. The tentacles surrounding her discharged their goo together. She trembled and convulsed, covered in the sticky fluid.
My body, it's so hot!
The goo filled her insides as well. She could no longer feel her lower body. If she lost consciousness, she was surely gonna die, she thought. All the tentacles had been ripped out of her vagina and her anus. Sticky goo came gushing out with them, relieving the pressure on the slave's body. A sense of pleasant relief spread throughout the slave's body. She smiled vacantly. So enormous had her torment been that even a little relief gave her a measure of happiness. She moaned like an animal as she pushed the goo out of herself. She wasn't doing it consciously. It was a simple physical reaction without any thought. At last, most of the goo was removed from her and the slave sighed. It was miraculous that she never lost consciousness. Her vagina and her anus were still engorged, their rims trembling like lips.
Learn from this, and don't oppose me again!
You're saying yes.
And thus, the punishment and abuse was over. But perhaps he liked seeing her in this defiled state because he did not remove his tentacles immediately. He was chuckling under his breath with narrowed eyes, tormenting the weak and imagining himself to be powerful. That was the biggest reason he had taken her as a slave. Let's leave it at that for today. Geg let go of the slave, having finally been satiated. He cast the slave's sullied body aside like refuse and threw himself on his bed. The slave coughed up some of the goo which had entered her mouth and slowly rose. She was exhausted and weak, but she had to sleep elsewhere. She stood up falteringly and walked towards the bathroom. Geg did not like her to be filthy, even if he had dirtied her himself. He punished her violently when she didn't keep herself clean. It was ridiculous, but as always, she was too powerless to resist. The slave sighed as hot water ran over the wounds on her skin. He regularly abused her, but it had rarely been so severe as this. Cleaning herself was one of the few times when she could find peace. Her days had been filled with fear and pain for as long as she could remember. Many times she had thought herself close to death, but it had never happened. She had almost given up on it. The slave sighed softly as she washed her own body of the goo. She was so tired she didn't even want to think anymore, but for some reason she was reminded of the few words she had exchanged with the king. Did he really not like it? She wondered what the king had thought of her dance. In the end, it seemed that she had offended him, but the king's initial reaction had been different. The king had seemed content enough to grant her a request. Perhaps I misunderstood him. They were only rumors, but people said the king was immortal. They said that he hadn't aged in decades or even centuries. She didn't know how much of it was true. If it were true, then the king had surely seen many women dance in the past. Many must have been far better than the slave had been. Attempting to curry favor with a dance in such a situation was, looking back, the height of impudence. But then, why did he want to reward me? The slave had long ago resolved to never hope for anything. Hope only led to even bigger despair. She had learned that the hard way years ago. But this time it was different. It was no longer just hope. She felt sure she had understood. Truly understood the king's reaction. The reaction of the audience. She knew the audience had been so enraptured by her dance that they had even forgotten how to breathe. My dance. But how had the king really taken it? She couldn't shake off these thoughts, even though she was never going to be able to ask the king. He had told her never to show him her dance again. She doubted they would ever speak again. It is what it is. He's the immortal king. A slave like me can't approach him. She smiled darkly and shrugged. Almost all the residents were convinced the king was immortal, no matter how preposterous that was. In fact, some even believed the king had made the very world they inhabited. The slave thought this could only be the result of rumors gone wild. All living beings die. Some die from natural causes, others violently, but in the end, all of them die. And nobody could make a world short of a god. That was all the truth the slave knew. Eternity doesn't exist. She knew that she was missing most of her memory, so what she thought could or couldn't exist was naive. That said, it still seemed too outlandish to believe that immortality existed. She thought it would have to be a rumor spread by supporters of the king. She hadn't talked to anyone about her thoughts, but that would have made sense to her. She could hear cries in the distance. Shrieks coming in from outside the town. Demons. Monsters. Beasts. Everyone had a different name for the ravenous creatures prowling outside the town walls. The people feared them so much that they tried to live as close to the castle as they could. which was understandable. They didn't want to die. Fear motivated them to seek safety. The desire for safety motivated them to seek a higher class, which implied the right to live closer to the castle. That was the reason Geg had forced her to dance for the king. Dying would be so much easier. Almost every day since she had become Geg's slave, she had been thinking about death. She wondered whether perhaps it was better to die outright than to serve Geg for all her life. She could see no reason to stay alive at all if all it meant was rape and violence. But inside, she was weak and cowardly. She couldn't bring herself to choose death, and so she was alive. Sneaking out would have been easy. Outside the town walls, demons would have quickly attacked her. Whether or not that death would have been painless is a different matter, but it certainly would have been absolute. But she didn't have the courage. She didn't have the courage to choose death. Even if it meant that the rape and abuse would continue, she was too afraid of death. In the end, she preferred to try and keep Geg's mood positive rather than walk towards a death of perhaps immense pain. When she returned, Geg was snoring. He slept peacefully, his enormous belly bulging on the bed. The slave sighed with relief. That was a sign that he wasn't going to wake up for a while. So defenseless. If there were a knife nearby, it wouldn't have been difficult to slit his throat. She didn't know how resilient of a creature he was, but enough stabbing would probably kill him. But she didn't have the courage to kill him either, nor was she prepared to do what would follow afterwards. If I want to stop being a slave, I need a slave of my own. That was the only way for the slave to stop being what she was. She had to make someone else her own slave. It was impossible, she thought. Even if she killed Geg in his sleep, she could not see how she was going to accomplish finding a slave. In all likelihood, she was simply going to be plucked off the street and made someone else's slave. I'm a slave. I'm probably meant to be. She put on her new clothes, faced the mirror, and combed her hair. Her hair had originally been black, now it was white. Perhaps the stress had done it. Perhaps Geg had done something to her without her knowledge. Either way, her hair was white, as was her almost translucent skin, and her eyes were pale. Many people thought that she looked a little creepy. I'll have to clean up. The slave began to clean up the mess that Geg had made as quietly as possible. After she finished wiping the goo off the floor, she laid down on her berth to sleep a little and recover her strength. The slave harbored little doubt that this was essentially going to be repeating itself for the rest of her life. Exasperated voice. Having it rough, huh? She heard the voice of a man she didn't know and jumped to her feet. She looked around. The man seemed human and watched the slave with his arms crossed. He was not, of course, a resident there. Nobody else lived in the house except for Geg and her. She was very surprised by this intruder and took a step back, trembling with fear. Who are you? My name is Zoabo. I'm a fan of your dance. A fan? I saw you dance today. It was truly wonderful. Really? Not knowing what to say, she chose something nondescript. She was half expecting him to attack and rape her, but that didn't seem like his goal. The young man called Zoabo merely stood there with his arms crossed. Why had he entered the house? She couldn't imagine a reason. She thought about whether she had to wait Geg. He regularly abused her, true, but there was nobody else she could rely on. She didn't expect Geg to protect her, but it was still better than being alone. Oh, don't wake him, all right? We can't talk anymore if you do. Don't be afraid, I won't attack you. Then why did you... I just figured I should see how you're doing, being your fan and all. How's life treating you? Zoabo smiled, unconcerned that he was in someone else's house. He didn't look like he had come to steal anything, but she still found it hard to believe. Sneaking into someone's house because you liked their dance was just utterly ridiculous. This house belongs to my master, Geng. Master, Geng. Please, please leave. I see, he's trained you pretty well. Sobo snorted without humor or pleasure. He reminded her vaguely of the king and how his reaction had changed after her dance. I heard that Geng had picked up a woman and risen out of his slave status, but I didn't expect his slave to be so beautiful. That guy is pretty weak. I really don't think you should be serving him. I'm even weaker than he is. No, you're not. If nothing else, you impress the king. Geng's the one who offended the king by barging in. The king would have rewarded you. Zobo is right, by the way, guys. No, I don't believe it. She meekly denied it, but inside she agreed. It hadn't been her dance that had offended the king, but Geng's excessive frustration, she thought. Yeah, that's true, guys. Hearing that from someone else made her just a little happier. The king told you to never show anyone your dance again, but that would be a real pity, I think. Your dancing is wonderful. I want to see more of it, and I think the others should see it too. No, I'm just... What? Do you think I'm trying to deceive you? The slave's mind was racing. Who was this young man who called himself Zobo? Apparently he had lived in the town for some time, but she had never seen him before. He didn't look like he belonged to the lower classes, but that didn't change anything. She was afraid of him just the same. I appreciate what you had to say. However, this is my master's house. Please leave at once. I'd like to talk for a bit longer, though. She was hoping he would leave, but instead he sat down on a chair. It seemed he had no intention to leave and instead began to make himself at home. This house is so small. Two people is just about the limit, I see. My master, his class is not very high yet. That's an understatement. He's one class above yours. And really, that's all thanks to you, isn't it? Did you hear? His old master managed to find a less lazy slave. I see. What choice was there but to talk to him? She couldn't throw him out, and it looked impossible to convince him to leave. Either Zobo would tire of talking to her, or Geng would wake up. Those were the only possible developments. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yes? How about you come with me? The slave was so startled by this that she couldn't say anything in reply. She wasn't sure she'd heard him right. It was a surprising composition. What are you talking about? It wasn't a difficult sentence, was it? How about you come with me? What do you expect me to... Perhaps that sounded ridiculous, but it wasn't as rare as it sounded. The king sanctioned the relationship of a slave and their master regardless of how it came to be. But if someone liked someone else's slave, then stealing that slave wasn't out of the question. Ditch this guy. Let's have fun together. But, you don't want to? I don't see a reason to cling to him. There was no reason, no, but neither was there a good reason to follow a sudden trespasser. To the slave, the young man was very suspicious. She had no reason to expect better treatment from him. Perhaps his own fetishes were even more depraved than Geng's. There was a real chance he would make her suffer even more. There was only one answer for her. I won't. I will stay here. That's unusual. I expected you to say yes. I don't know you. That's enough of a reason to say no. I see. Understandable. Silbo shrugged in disappointment. Of course, he could have simply killed Geg and taken the slave for himself, but he apparently wasn't that malicious. Despite what this world was like, it did not value someone killing others in cold blood. Perhaps Zolbo was concerned with how his life would have continued after merely taking the slave. Oh well, there's no need to rush. I'll give up on taking you for now. But if you ever change your mind, just call for me. I'm a lot more patient than I look. I'm serious, I'll always be ready. None of this sounded enticing to her, but more like a cheap throwaway line. If he wanted her so badly, then what was he planning to do with her? All she could think of were terrible things. Well, enough for today. See you again, my sweet dancer. And with that, Zobo walked towards the window and effortlessly jumped outwards into the darkness. Even the slave, clueless about matters of combat, knew that this kind of thing took extensive practice. She suspected he had come in much the same way as well. What exactly is this plan? She only had questions and no answers. She didn't consider herself incredibly beautiful, and she also had no skills to offer which someone might so desperately want. There was a catch, she thought, as she pondered his offer. Perhaps he simply wanted her for the dance he had liked. Perhaps he wanted to subject her to some outlandish sexual abuse. The slave stared at the window. The questions remained with her. Shit, dancing doesn't work. Then what? When Geg woke up in the morning, he began to make new plans to curry favor with the king. Okay, so here we go. There's some interesting story matter here. It's not literally just slave gets raped. It's some story. And by the way, guys, this actually has some... Like, I mean, it has story scenes. It's not, again, just a... It's not just one of those novels. It actually has a pretty decent score on VNDB. It almost has an 8, which is actually pretty good. I think it's like 7.46. That's fairly good. That's a little bit above average. So it's got some stuff that make it more than just your standard, you know, rape novel, abuse novel. There's some other stuff going on. So, alright guys, at any rate, we will continue this maybe a little bit through October, but I think there's some other stuff I wanna do as well. But, I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Eternal Torment. I'm out.